What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. In a moment, we'll talk about a proposal that would have the post office sell access to your mailbox. The proposal comes from the Trump administration. First, here are some headlines. Wells Fargo is number one, but not in a good way. A previously unpublished Consumer Financial Protection Bureau analysis of fees associated with college students' bank accounts found Wells Fargo products were overwhelmingly the most expensive, and fees were higher for accounts where banks paid colleges to market their products. The report confirms the findings in a Wall Street Journal investigation published in January that looked at the contracts banks had with more than 100 colleges and universities and the fees that students pay on those accounts. Wells Fargo provided nearly one quarter of the accounts reviewed by the CFPB, but earned about half the total fee revenue. During the 2016-17 academic year, students using college-endorsed debit or prepaid accounts paid more than $27 million in account fees. Tencent Music Entertainment Group is making its U.S. trading debut Wednesday. The Chinese music streaming company priced its IPO at the low end of expectations, capping a rocky process of going public but still marking one of the biggest U.S.-listed debuts in recent years. Tencent Music's initial public offering reportedly priced at $13 per American depositary share at the bottom of its expected range. At that price, Tencent Music is valued at $21.3 billion on a fully diluted basis, according to DealLogic. And of course, we're keeping an eye on financial markets Wednesday. The first two sessions of the week have been extraordinarily volatile. Coming up, one idea to reduce the post office's massive debt? Have it sell access to your mailbox. The post office is in debt to the tune of nearly $4 billion, and there have been numerous suggestions as to how to get the U.S. Postal Service out from deep in the red. One idea for raising revenue has come from the Trump administration. The post office would allow private companies to access your mailbox for a fee. Here to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Heidi Vogt, who's in Washington. Now, Heidi, under this proposal, the Postal Service would sell mailbox access to private companies like FedEx and UPS, right?
Absolutely.
So how would this work?
Well, basically, the idea is the post office actually has a monopoly. They have the exclusive right to use your mailbox. And there's a law that says, you know, nobody else can just put mail in there without putting postage on it, going through the Postal Service. So this is a sort of unique idea that says we're going to keep the monopoly for the Postal Service, but allow them to sell that access by licensing that to private companies. So say if there's a small package or a letter that FedEx has for you, they can just put it in the mailbox, potentially pick up something from the mailbox as well.
This proposal was part of a report last week that was commissioned by the White House.
Yes. So the White House actually asked for this report back in the spring. It was a larger report looking at how the Postal Service can improve its finances. It also came after a number of tweets by President Trump criticizing Amazon's use of the post office, saying they get a sweetheart deal.
There have been past ideas, you know, as far as how to boost revenue, I guess, ranging from privatization.
Yeah, there are two ideas sort of on opposite extremes of the political spectrum. There are some in the conservative camp who say this should just be private, let it run like a business completely, because right now it's sort of in between. It's both government and works on its own as well. Then on the more liberal side, we've had people saying, you know, let's bring in some other services. Back in the day, the Postal Service actually used to do some banking. They do money orders now. We could bring in extra revenue that way.
And these would function as licensing deals?
With the mailboxes, yes. So the idea is, you know, let's have a contract and, you know, we might be able to get these private companies to pay quite a lot of money to not have to walk up to the door of somebody's house or leave a small package outside of an apartment building.
Well, it's one thing, you know, for a private company just to dump something into your mailbox, but it's another thing altogether to have access to a locked mailbox.
Yeah, and it's unclear what this sort of proposal would mean, but you can think that that might be the part that's most valuable to a private company. And, you know, some people might worry about the privacy of that.
How do the postal unions feel about this? I can imagine.
They call it piecemeal privatization. They're saying this is the first step of going towards privatization, which obviously they don't want. They say, you know, this undermines the whole idea of the Postal Service as a public good, would eventually affect jobs for mail carriers, and they worry about this idea of security and privacy.
How popular would these mailbox licenses be, or is that just unclear at this point?
It's really unclear. I asked both FedEx and UPS whether this is something they would want, and they declined to comment on that. There is quite a lot of letter and small package mail that these companies do. Whether they'd want to send that through the Postal Service is the question.
Well, don't commercial shippers already pay for the last mile?
Well, and this is the interesting thing, which is the question of why this licensing, whether this licensing would be competitive, because quite a few packages and, you know, of any size go through the Postal Service in order to save private shippers money so they don't have to go out to every rural area and deliver to every resident.
The U.S. Postal Service posted a loss of, I believe, $3.9 billion in the last fiscal year. And I get the idea from your story that the head of the Postal Service is on board with this idea?
Well, now the head of the Postal Regulatory Commission, which oversees new products, has said, hey, this should be considered. Everything should be considered. The Postal Service itself has said in its financial filings that what it sees as the major problem is this need mandated by Congress to fund its retirement benefits decades in advance, which is not something that, you know, it's not the way private companies have to do it. And it also is because Postal Service employees aren't on Medicare. So that's what the Postal Service has said is the real problem.
What's the next step here, Heidi? Is it hearings?
You know, these things are going to have to be looked at by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Some of these items might require new legislation. The task force report says that this itself would maintain the postal monopoly, therefore wouldn't be in violation of a law that says only the post office can use it. But there's a lot of ideas out here, and they haven't been fleshed out, so we don't know exactly what the next step would be.
Well, it's very interesting. Wall Street Journal reporter Heidi Vogt joining us from Washington. Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks a lot.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.